Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So first of all, who knew Denmark still had a queen? But they do, and she's the longest reigning monarch now. Longest reigning queen. Royal Denmark. Queen Margrethe. Longest, only reigning queen right now. And longest serving monarch. Now, you know, I love her. Sure, she's great. But if you're her grandchildren, you are unhappy with grandma right now. Okay? She said that she wanted, gosh darn it, she wanted them to shape their own existence. What does that mean, grandma? Well, that means that you're not going to get your royal titles. All right? There's no royal titles. Have a nice day. You four over there, yeah, you're not getting any titles. That means you're not getting any titles. You're not getting any money. Go away. Shape your own existence, okay? You four over here, yeah. You three of the four, you can keep your titles, but that's it. You're getting no money. You're getting no land. Have a nice day. You, I mean, you're next in line to be king, so you get to have your land and your money and, you know, wait till I die and then you're king. So maybe when he becomes king, he reinstates everybody. But for now, the queen has stripped the grandchildren. Have a nice day. And the three that get to keep their title, thanks. How about I get a house or something? Maybe some money? Yeah, no. Sorry, you just get the title. That's it. Oh, okay. Well, love you too, Grandma. Love you too. I mean, I'm with you on not being crazy about the royals. I got it. But, I mean, if you are a royal and you're in the bloodline, and then Grandma, who is, how old is Queen Margrethe now, is the longest reigning monarch in Denmark? She's got to be like, what, 90? At least, right? Yeah, 82. Like I said, got to be at least 100. Anyway, so she's starting to maybe, you know, have a little bit of Joe Biden disease going on. And she's just cutting everybody off. Man, that would be pissed. So I'm sorry to you grandkids. I love you, but go shape your own existence, okay? Stop leeching off of me. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I mean, the CIA is in the news everywhere now. We had the CIA, you know, breaking out their new podcast, promoting their new museum, and maybe they're talking about this in the podcast, The Langley Files. But I don't know. I think they've only had one episode and I haven't listened to it yet. I've got it in the queue. They have just invested in Colossal Biosciences, which is a biotechnology firm headquartered in Dallas, right here close by to where Mercury Studios are. Peter Thiel, Tony Robbins, Paris Hilton, Winklevoss Capital, and the CIA are just some of the well-known backers and investors that founders George Church and Ben Lamb have already accumulated. In Qtel, its new investor, it's a registered nonprofit venture capital firm funded by the CIA. Oh, okay, well, what does that group do? Well, it funds groups, technology startups with the potential to safeguard national security, that kind of thing. You know what? Chewing the Fat is now a new startup that I am looking for a little CIA money because it looks like they've got extra to give away. So Colossal is the company that's using the CRISPR, the genetic sequencing CRISPR, to bring back two extinct woolly mammoths. So, I mean, the CIA is now invested in bringing back the woolly mammoth. That can't be good. I would say let's not do that, but yeah, they're going to do it anyway, so we might as well invest in it, right? Right. Okay, this story cannot be real, all right? I love it, and it's funny, and it makes me laugh, and there's pictures as well, if you believe it, but I don't know that I do, all right? So a British woman spent 3 days in the hospital after her dog, well, it wasn't her dog, it was her daughter's dog, pooped in her mouth. I know. Don't look at me. Stop looking at me. I'm just telling you. Okay, that's what happened. So she's 51. She's taking an afternoon nap when the pet chihuahua, I don't know. I don't know if this was Paris Hilton's dog or not. Doesn't say that it was Diamond Baby, but according to this story, the dog's Belle. They've already renamed it after they stole it. She became ill and suffered sudden diarrhea. Now, let's just pause for a moment. All right. So how hard do you have to be taking a nap for a dog to climb up on your face and take care of business and sleep with your money open? I mean, the dog didn't take care of business. The dog actually took care of business. I mean, you pooped in your mouth, I pooped in your mouth.
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
Exactly. Except this time it was in her mouth. And so she said, I felt something squirt in my mouth. It was disgusting. I was hurling violently for hours. I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth. I almost want to puke just telling you the story now, to be honest with you. I don't know that I can continue. I don't know that I can. There's not a smell, so I think I can make myself through it, because if there was smell, I'd be puking too. Okay, so anyway, the daughter takes the Belle to the vet, Belle the dog, the one that they stole from Paris Hilton, and takes the dog to the vet, and apparently the dog was diagnosed with some stomach bug. Okay, so now the stomach bug is seeped into the woman. That's not funny. I'm not laughing, okay? I'm not. I don't know what you're doing. It's not funny at all. So now the woman is displaying some of the same symptoms. Yeah, hello. That's what happens. And so they took her to the hospital, and there's pictures of her in the hospital. Now, there's one picture here that looks like that they snapped right away. That's why I don't believe it, okay? There's one picture here that looks like she still has the poop on her face. I don't believe it. I don't think it's true. You don't have a dog poop in your mouth and have the poop on your face and then say, hey, let me take a picture of you, Mom. Just no. That's why I don't believe it. So according to the story, the paramedics showed up, and the mom took 3 painkillers for her stomach cramps, and they instructed her to drink lots of water and flush out any potential infection. Wouldn't you be doing that anyway? I mean, oh my gosh. Just the... nastiness. I mean, look, we've all tasted and eaten things that are nasty. You can quote me on that. But, holy cow. So, the cramps continued to get worse until I could feel them all over my body, even in my legs. And I'm so dehydrated from being sick and having diarrhea. My kidneys are shriveled to half their size. So, I called an ambulance to take me to the hospital. And the doctors diagnosed her with gastrointestinal infection. Thank you for having a medical degree for that. Appreciate it. And that's because the dog's poop had passed in her mouth a couple of days before. That's why I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. First of all, you're not letting the dog poop on your face. No. Not unless you're making a TikTok video, which is possible, because that's where they snapped her face with the poop on the face right away after it happened. So she's in the hospital for 3 days. They rehydrated her with electrolytes and glucose, and she'd lost it all with this horrible ordeal, and 3 whole days. So I'm just saying, I guess I don't believe it. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe it, but it's, if it did happen, I'm sorry that it happened. Darn the luck. Wouldn't you know, the day the dog poops in your mouth, he too has an illness that's going to seep into you and make you sick. Wow. I mean, you can't try. If you can't test a dog pooping in your mouth, I'll stop now, because I can puke myself, I think. I can't take, I mean... You know how nasty that would... Ooh. I mean, that would be... I got to stop. No, you would wake up from that if that was the dog. That's what would happen, right? The dog, I mean, the little bugs land on you when you're sleeping and you wake up. But the little dog climbs up on your face? That's why I don't believe. No, it didn't happen. You know what? Never. I mean, if your chihuahua is doing that, there is a problem. You need to get it fixed, man. Because that is not a chihuahua. Oh. Don't forget what Michael said, though.
There was doo-doo of feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
Facts are facts. Okay, so a good broadcaster would go to something quick and clean here to get away from the dog poop story. Right? I mean, like I said, a good broadcaster. So I'm going to tell you about a company that launches a vagina-flavored potato chip. And you can take that with you. We'll just go to the break room on the company that has launched a limited edition vagina-flavored chip. Yum. As far as I know, there's no word on who or what they used for the flavor. Because I've been told, I don't know this, I'm just going out on a limb here, that it's possible that there's multiple flavors. It's not just one flavor. I don't know if they know that. I don't think they do. The rips for Chaz, the Lithuania-based creators of the potato chip, dubbed the. I don't know if they can't write it in the story or if it's actually P/Y flavored potato chips. I thought it was a vagina flavored potato chip, but in the story it says it's dubbed the P/Y flavored potato chip. So I guess they're worried about millennials who are having a sex drought and this will help them out. I don't think so. I don't think that helps them out. Hey, what are you doing? Ah, I was sitting here having some chips. Wow, according to the past several years, millennials are having 3 times less sex than their parents at the same age. Generation Y's alleged involuntary celibacy trend. Wow. It's unbelievable that someone is choosing social media instead of live communication, dating, and real sex. So you know what we need to do? Vagina chips. Let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink more than you know. So Phil Collins and Genesis have just sold their song rights to Concord Music Group for $300 million for rights to their songs together as Genesis and solo artists. Okay, well, the music credited to former Genesis singer Peter Gabriel, is he part of the deal? Nope. I mean, I'm not sure. I guess you just don't do anything that had relationships with Peter. Because Peter was a big part of that for a long time. Some sort of deal is in the works for a while. According to this, there was an earlier publication that talked about how Collins was, discreetly shopping. And that's when he was going through the divorce, remember? And he couldn't kick the wife out of the second house down in South Florida. That's why he started touring again. He could barely freaking walk. He's sitting in a chair in concert. Yeah, Phil, he needs some cash now, okay? The wife, it took him forever to kick the wife out of the house. She was down there with the boyfriend. It was agonizing. Anyway, she was bad-mouthing him. Remember, she was saying he stunk, couldn't take care of himself. The judge finally said, why don't you just back off a little bit, okay? No, you don't be talking about Phil that way. The judge was a fan. I don't think that's actually what the court reporter wrote down, but that's what I heard, that the judge said, all right, back off. All right, you're talking about Phil Collins now. So they're talking about Collins' publishing royalties averaged $6.2 million annually. All right, that was just a loan, just the publishing royalties was $6 million a year. Get used to a pretty, that's a lifestyle. You might need to up that up a little bit. I mean, sure, you people think that's a big deal. $6 million a year. I can't have, how many houses can I have for $6 million a year? Not the ones I want, I can tell you that. Genesis released 15 studio albums, including a run of four top 10 multiplay. Oh, yeah, there was a couple albums in there. With just the one video they even shot here in the Mercury Studios, by the way. You can find it online. I forget what stupid song it was. But you can see the video was shot here at Mercury Studios. It wasn't Mercury Studios at the time. It was still the Paramount Studios. Collins added 8 solo LPs, winning 8 Grammys as well as an Oscar. Wow. Rutherford issued 9 albums as part of the Mike and the Mechanics and 2 solo projects. Wow, that's all part of the deal too. $300 million seems like a pretty good bargain for that. I mean, you gave how much money to Springsteen for his god awful stuff? Springsteen got like $400 or $500 million, and Genesis doesn't get that. Well, maybe not without Peter, because Peter was like, "Hey, you know what? I like having my stuff. I'm Peter Gabriel." The thing I like about Peter Gabriel, you could see him at the Walmart today, you wouldn't know who he was. You go, you'd have to, are you Peter Gabriel? Shut up. Nobody believe him. So, okay. Anyway, congratulations. I hope it works out for you, Phil and the boys. Good for you. Congratulations. Sad news, too. Trevor Noah is going to exit The Daily Show. I know. Dry your eyes. Now, we don't know when he's leaving. So we don't know how long he has left to host the show. We don't know who's filling in for him or who's coming in after him. We just don't know. We just know that Trevor said on a show, "It's time for me to go. I'm giving it up. I've done this for 7 years, and nobody really knows who I am. So I'm giving it up." I mean, Trevor he's hosted some of the big shows, right? Didn't he host the Grammys and stuff? So I mean, I think Trevor did the Grammys. Multiple times, didn't he? I got to see what Trevor did. Yeah, he hosted the Grammy Awards, the 63rd annual Grammy Awards, in this year, right? And then he hosted the pandemic one too. So he did it a couple years in a row. Congratulations! Wow, I just opened up this page with Trevor Noah, and it talks about a profile that they did on him where his comedy tours, Trevor Noah's comedy tours, have grossed over $14 million. Okay, so I just want to go be clear, all right? I don't believe the poop story, so that can't make me believe that. I don't know that I believe Trevor Noah's comedy tour has grossed $14 million, but that's what it says. You know what? So congratulations to Trevor, and I guess maybe he's moving on. Maybe he's going to host the new CIA podcast, The Langley Files. I don't know. Congratulations to M&M's. They have a new acceptance and inclusivity with the debut of their new purple spokes candy. Yay! They want to promote acceptance and inclusivity. Of course you do. You're M&M. Duh. So they have a 2-minute long music video, and I'm not going to have time to get to it right now. I mean, there's no time. Wish I did. It's a song called I'm Just Gonna Be. And it introduces the brand's new mascot with the song about overcoming self-doubt. Okay, we're talking about M&M's. Our newest member is known for her earnest self-expression, keen self-awareness, authenticity, and confidence are the driving forces behind Purple's charm. Behind Purple's charm and quirky nature. So apparently, fans are pissed. Are they? Because the new purple M&M will not be part of the regular product lineup, but will be added to specialty packs of the candy occasionally. I hope those specialty packs aren't the fentanyl packs. just a joke. Sorry, bad joke. Fans have expressed that they want it to be added, okay? So M&M's first introduced its red and yellow candy characters in 1954. And they followed up by adding blue and green and orange in 1988. Brown was added in 2012. The mascots have changed in tone over the years, with one or more controversial moves, including the green M&M character losing her peach-colored legs and stiletto boots in favor of white legs and sneakers after criticism that the character was sexualized. Huh. Oh, my gosh. Mars is thrilled to debut the newest member of the M&M's cast of characters to the world. There's so much about our new spokes candy that people can relate to and appreciate, including her willingness to embrace her true self. Our new character reminds us to celebrate what makes us unique, said Jane Huang, Global Vice President. Oh, we've talked about Jane before. We've played videos from Jane before. The Global Vice President of Mars Wrigley. Yeah, Jane is very inclusive. Our purpose story is just getting started, and the introduction of our newest M&M spokes candy is the next chapter as the brand continues to delight fans and just having fun in the way that only M&Ms can. Now, you can download I'm Just Gonna Be on all major music streaming platforms, including Spotify, Pandora, Apple, and the company will donate $1 up to $500, so they're only going to donate $500,000 to the nonprofit organization Sing for Hope for every download. What is Sing for Hope? Sing for Hope harnesses the power of the arts to create a better world. Our creative programs bring hope, healing, and connection to millions of people in hospitals, care facilities, schools, refugee camps, transit hubs, and community spaces worldwide. Sing for Hope partners with hundreds of community-based organizations, mobilizes thousands of artists in creative service, and produces artist-created Sing for Hope pianos across the U.S. and around the world. Sing for Hope pianos, Sing for Hope art, Sing for Hope education. I mean, it does sound like an actual nice, good thing that they're doing. I mean, look. I was in the jazz choir. I don't like to talk about it often, but we used to travel around to nursing homes and all kinds of different, you know, events in the city. Don't look at me like that. Stop. I know. It was a jazz choir. There was several of us from the choir, from the main choir, that would go out and sing and entertain and dance for the people. I don't know if it was as good as the M&M's I'm Just Gonna Be. I don't know if I can take the whole thing. But let's go ahead and see if we have time to get to I'm Just Gonna Be.
Hey, Purple, 10 minutes to your big debut.
I'm the new M&M's candy. Do I have what it takes? I want to be the best or even pretty good. Would be great. I'm a little unsure, I have to admit.
Just be yourself.
And you can do it!
That man in the plant seems to think I can. Thank you,
you can!
I think it's time for a big sweeping pan.
Yes! Celebrate what makes you unique.
I'm just gonna be me.
I gotta be me. Oh, wait, different song.
Peanut-shaped chocolate. Candy.
She's really peanut shaped.
Oh, hello. I'm just gonna be me. Does that sound sorta cheesy?
Yes.
If I say the wrong word, you might say I'm awkward. And hey, I would agree.
She's pretty awkward.
But let's leave that line for me. I'm just gonna be me.
Okay, alright. That's good. You get the idea. This is me being me. Please stop. Please stop. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I want you to be you. Purple, I do, and I want you to just be you is what I want, and I know you want to be the show us your charm and quirky nature. And they're M&M's. I feel like we've said that before with M&M's and with our girl. I don't know if she identifies as a girl, as the head of Mars. What's her name again? Jane Huang. Yes, the Global Vice President at Mars Wrigley. I don't think Rhett's going to, they're not going away anytime soon. So look for that. Yay! In the specialty packages with the purple M&Ms. And if that wasn't good enough for you, there is nothing that's good enough for you, okay? Well, maybe this will be. McDonald's is releasing a new Happy Meal for adults to recreate one of the most nostalgic experiences. Oh, you're never too old for a Happy Meal. Or at least that's what McDonald's is hoping for. We're going to introduce adult-oriented meals. Man, just think about it. I'd be great if they partnered with somebody like, I don't know, Hunter Biden. No, that'd be a different meal. Never mind. I mean, I might stop in. Anyway, complete with a free toy. Oh, I get a free toy too. Hello, it's a Happy Meal. You get a toy with a Happy Meal. That's why you get the freaking Happy Meal. That's why when you have the collectors, and who doesn't have some of the collector Happy Meal toys, you always had to buy extra freaking Happy Meals, and then you had to go in, and I don't know if, I remember the day when you'd go in and go, okay, so that's what you put in my Happy Meal, all right? What other ones do you have? And you hope, that's all we have, sir. It's the only one they sent in this week. It's just that one. Okay. Or you get someone go, oh, yeah, I got a two or three extras down here from the last batch. And they give you, you know, you order different Happy Meals, but they put them in, you know, they put different toys in that go with the collection. You got to work it. Now, what do you think this is? It's just not. You got to know your McDonald's Happy Meal toys. So starting next month, let's see, the cactus plant flea market box that doesn't make me want to stop in for it, to be honest. The cactus plant flea market box is a collaboration between McDonald's and the famous streetwear brand and will roll out the 1st of October, October 3rd, which is just around the corner. Unlike the smaller menu items included in the classic Happy Meal, the cactus plant flea market box will feature either a Big Mac or a 10-piece chicken McNugget, as well as a soda and fries. Inside the box will also be one of four collectible figurines of McDonald's mascots. See, Grimace, Hamburger, and Birdie, as well as Cactus Buddy. And you're going to want to get all of those, and that's the point. So if I order multiple Happy Meals, you got to give me each character. So that's why they only send them out, like I think once a week or once every 2 weeks or whatever. There's only so many characters because people, you don't want to collect them. But you gotta hit that up. They look pretty cool. It'd be kind of cool to have the toys. Sadly. Now, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, I'm not sure. I bet these adult Happy Meals aren't going to be 99 cents. I guarantee you that. You'd be lucky to pick one up for $6.99. But anyway, good news, and be ready to collect the Happy Meal toys of your favorite McDonald's characters. And hey, look, McDonald's is taking one of the most nostalgic McDonald's experiences and literally repackaging it in a new way that's hyper relevant for our adult fans. That was Chief Marketing Officer Tariq Hansen from McDonald's. These people, man. I mean, isn't it great? Isn't it great? Okay, so I know that for those of you listening live, today is the 30th of September, 2022. Tomorrow is International Coffee Day. But what I didn't realize is today is International Podcast Day. Why don't we have cake and ice cream and balloons and stuff? Oh, congrats, International. International Podcast Day. So thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat, no matter where you're listening. Remember the rules. If you're listening and you're not a subscriber, what are you doing? Subscribe on a platform that warms the little innards of your soul. Quit freeloading. The podcast is free. This podcast is free. But, you know, that doesn't mean you get to freeload. Nobody likes freeloaders. So subscribe, Okay. Second, you can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can hit me up for a cameo. That's not free. At JeffyJFR. And so, and I get an email as I find out that today is International Podcast Day. I got an email from Muckrake, and Muckrake has a survey for me to take. It's International Podcast Day. Now, I could take the survey anonymously, or I could enter to win a $250 gift card. So if I win the $250 gift card, I will... Someone that plays What's the Lie in the future could win the $250 gift card. Now, I went to the survey here. Welcome to Muckrake's State of Podcasting Survey. We'd love to get your valuable input to help us gather the latest trends and insights from the podcasting industry. Would you? All right, let's go. Would you like to enter to win a $250 Amazon gift card? Yeah. If please enter your information. Okay. Which of the following best describes you? I am overweight, married, white male. No, that's not on here, so I'm not sure. Let's see. I work on podcasts full-time. I work on podcasts part-time and work full-time as a journalist. I work on podcasts part-time and work part-time as a journalist. I work on podcasts part-time and I'm not a journalist. I don't know how to answer that. Where are you based? Doesn't matter. Podcasts you can listen to on the internet. It doesn't matter where we're based from, but okay. Irving, Texas. Mercury Studios. Other than podcasting, on what other channels do you produce content? A blog? Forums? You can't. I mean, I blog. I blog so much, I'm sick of blogging. Forums, online news, newsletter, print, radio, TV, social media, website, other. Yes to all of the above, okay? I probably should do a little bit of blog. There's nothing I want more than to blog. Man, I'll tell you that. Now, stop it. I get it, okay? I know blogging is important and means a lot. How long? Yeah, this is just, I don't care about the Survey Monkey podcast. Never mind. I don't want your $250 gift card, okay? happy International Podcast Day. Either way, I appreciate it. And Muckrake, bless your heart. Another email that I got at chewingthefattheblaze.com was from Super Zoo. And I mean, I thought, all right, cool. The word's getting out. No one supports zoos more than Jeff Fisher and Chewing the Fat anywhere in the world, which is why it makes sense that Super Zoo would contact me. And they want me to come. They've got this huge event. Because I wondered, what is Super Zoo? I mean, is it like a place I could go to? Is there, just animals milling around? What is it? So I went to their website, superzoo.org. And if you look at the event, it's coming up. But it's North America's largest pet retail event. Huh? So now how much fun are you going to have at Super Zoo? And it's only 319 days, 22 hours. It's a ways off. All right. It's happening in Vegas. And they want me to register to come to Super Zoo. And then Super Zoo 2022. But 300 days, man. We're talking about Super Zoo 2023. Really, not 2022, but. Yeah, who am I? What am I? I'm just looking at the website. It's all just me. it happens next year at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, Nevada. Super Zoo. I almost want to go to this thing. I almost want to go and just just broadcast live from Super Zoo. And I'm hoping that it's Super Zoo 2023 and not Super Zoo 2022. But that's what it said on the video. It's 2022. I can't help that. So I emailed back and said, hey, yo, I absolutely, no one supports zoos more than me or this show. And I want to talk to you about it, what you have going on, what's going on. And it said here that Super Zoo is the most attended pet industry trade show in North America. It's established by the World Pet Association in 1950. Who doesn't love the World Pet Association? The WPA? Man, they are awesome. And as an annual gathering place for the WPA, in fact, it's just a gathering place for the entire industry. And they just want to connect with the industry. So, I mean, I want to go. I want to talk to all the people that would be affiliated with Super Zoo. And you can, you know, find out, as where do zoos get their animals? Is this it? Is this where zoos get their animals? They go, am I going to be able to buy monkeys? Am I going to be able to buy a rhinoceros? Am I going to be able to get, I don't know. We saw the.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. No, that's a whale. Vegas have the whales in the water shows anymore? I don't think so. Maybe, yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about there. Yeah. Hey, maybe I can get an orangutan. That's what I want to combine. I got orangutan. Thank you. That's the smart one right there. I just wondered. There's going to be some serious animals loose in Florida, too. Come to think of it. I was just thinking about all the wild animals and everything that's going crazy in Florida after Ian cut through. Ooh, be careful. I mean, we saw the gators swimming in the streets. We saw the manatee flopping on the sidewalk. That was so sad. I mean, I've made jokes about manatees forever. The manatee lovers do not like my jokes about manatees. I know that comes as a surprise. Because I used to joke all the time about the manatee. Okay, so in Florida, in the inland waterways, you have to, there's no wake zone. I mean, if you're in a boat, you're just almost floating just enough to go forward. No wakes in your vessel. And the reason for that is because so many when you see the manatees in the water, you see where they've got big cuts on them and stuff, and that comes from the blades of the motors, the boat engines. Do you know how many blades I've ruined? I mean, those damn manatees getting in the way. Oh, stop it. It's just a joke. I know. But I saw one flopping on the sidewalk. It was so sad. You just want to help it, but what are you going to do? Who's picking up a manatee? Not me. I mean, maybe you're like the whale lady, you know, on the beach when the whale's about to die.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what you got to do. There's a hurricane. A rescue effort to save a manatee by throwing water on it and trying to, you know, maybe coax it back to the water. Or nobody's picking it up. You're not going to have some kind of, you know, ocean land. What is the name of that damn place? SeaWorld coming with their, with their tarps and everything to pick it up and spray water on it and bring it back to the water. That's not happening. That's not happening in the middle of a storm. So there he is. Flopping down the sidewalk, sad. We never did see it, you know, flop off to die, but you know what happened. Unless he flopped to some water, hopefully he may. You know what, my heart chooses to believe that he flopped to water and saved himself. So there. All right, who died today? Who died today? I see where a former Dallas Cowboy, Gavin Escobar, with his friend in Southern California, fell off a rock and died. So I guess he was rock climbing. Rescuers were called in to Taquitz Rock, Taquitz Rock.
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way they pronounce it. Near Idlewild. Is it Idlewild? Yeah, I guess so. Idyll Wild. Following a distress call. And I guess the team managed to climb to a steep, remote area. And that's where they found both climbers dead. They don't know. We don't know who the one guy. All right, bring them both out of here. All right, get them out. We got them out? Yeah, all right. Good, good. Anybody know this guy? Oh, that looks like the firefighter from down the road and former Dallas Cowboy Gavin Escobar. Okay, that's who it is. What about that guy there? Oh, I don't know. I've never seen him before. All right, we don't know, is it? We don't know who that is. Oh, okay. Thank you. I mean, the guy played with the Cowboys for 5 years, played a tight end out of San Diego State. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's good. I guess he started working at the Long Beach Fire Department just back in February. So, I mean, he just started with these people. So it's very sad. And now apparently they haven't had anybody die at this rock climbing place in, 20 years or so. It talks about two climbers fell 200 feet to their death back in 2000. So it's been a while. I guess they were saying that there were some small amounts of rain. Yeah, if you're a rock climber, I love rock climbing. If it's been raining out, you might not want to go because you're just going to slip off the rocks, which is exactly what happened to these two. We don't know who one of them is, but we do know that one of them was Gavin Escobar, dead at the age of 31. Then we have the Apple exec. Okay, so he didn't actually die, but he's losing his job. And I care very little about this guy's job. I mean, he was one of, I think, 30 people that report directly to Tim Cook at Apple. Okay, so it's a big job. And now he's in trouble and he's losing his livelihood after 22 years with Apple. Why is my man Tony Blevins losing his job at Apple? Because he made a joke on a TikTok video. And now we have to hate him. We have to shut him down. And he even then bent the knee and apologized. And it's still not good enough. That's why you never bend the knee. He should have told him, you know what? F*** you. I'm not answering. It was a joke. Okay? It was a joke. Now, he works for Apple, so he's not going to say that. But I'm just saying he should have. But nope, he didn't. So he was at this car show, and he ran into, you know who Daniel Mack is, the TikTok and Instagram creator. And he's well known for asking people in fancy cars what they do for a living. And Mr. Blevins said, hey, I have rich cars, play golf, and fondle big-breasted women. But I take weekends and holidays off. Kind of funny, right? And I didn't even realize that it was actually from Arthur. I mean, when you say, oh, yeah, that was from Arthur, I remember, oh, yeah, that was from Arthur. But I wouldn't have got, you know, if I'd have been, what's his name, Daniel Mack, the TikTok creator, I wouldn't have realized that was from Arthur. I would have just laughed and said, that's funny. I mean, Mac just said, oh, yeah, I got to look into that. Yeah, and he even joked around about having a good dental plan. It was a joke, and it went viral, and now people are all mad at him for how dare him. He's talking about fondling women and rich cars. Yeah, it was a Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren. Pretty sweet. Now, those are only about, I don't know, half a million. Now, you know, maybe you can just pick one up on the lot. holy cow. So we just have to hate this guy now because he was rich and he made a joke and we have to hate him. And so instead of Tim Cook from Apple, who Mr. Blevins reports to directly, coming out and saying it was a joke. Tony was just making a joke. He even apologized. He said he wanted to apologize to anyone who was offended at my mistaken attempt at humor. Okay? So he even bent the knee, and now Apple is getting rid of him. Tim Cook, you're a puss. You're a puss. And that's agonizing that you have this man working for you for 22 years and you're going to let him go for that. That's agonizing. That really pisses me off. Now, maybe he was on the way out anyway. You know, maybe, you know, Tim wanted him gone and this was just a way for him to be gone. I get it. I do. But still, to have this happen after 22 years of service, we're supposed to just hate this guy because he's rich. He's made a bunch of money for Apple and he made a joke And now we're mad at him because we have to hate him because he said something about fondling women's breasts. You bastard. You bastard. I mean, it just really, really, really ticks me off. And it also proves my point. Never bend the knee. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because it never, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. If your apology meant something, then they would say, oh, okay, all right, you're sorry. Do you mean it? Yeah, I mean it. Okay, we're done. Do you promise never to make another big-breasted joke again about fondling breasts? Yeah, all right, I promise I won't do those jokes anymore. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. You're fine. It never is that. Never. And now the guy, who's gonna hire him now? Google? Netflix? No. Amazon? No. They've all bent the knee to the same knee that Tim Cook is bending to. Agonizing. Just completely agonizing. All right. If you're in the path of Ian, if you're listening this today, this weekend, the first part of October, Ian is making its way through the hurricane, and it'll be back to tropical storm by the time you're probably hearing this, making its way through the Carolinas and the Northeast, wreaking whatever havoc it's going to wreak there. All the people in Florida are busy picking up the pieces, and we'll get more devastating news from Florida this weekend as we start picking through the pieces, literally. And it will be ugly, but for sure, you know, for those of you and those of us that live in America, we're going to do it. We'll take care of it. Gosh darn it, we're the good old red, white, and blue. Man, almost sounded like I was a patriotic American right there. We're going to stop right there. I mean, just remember, do not forget how important it is to be authentically you.
Hey, Purple, 10 minutes to your big debut.
I'm the new M&M's candy.
I don't think I made myself clear.
What it takes. I want to be the best or even pretty good.
It's a candy!
I'm a little unsure, I have to admit.
Just be yourself.
And you can do it!
Just be yourself!
That man in the plant seems to think I can.
You can! You're worth it!
I think it's time for a big sweeping pan.
Yes, it is! M&M!
I'm just gonna be me. I'm just gonna be me.
That's something we can all take with us.
But a purpley peanut-shaped chocolate candy.
She's really peanut-shaped.
Oh, hello. I'm just gonna be me.
It's only 3 minutes. We might as well just play the whole thing.
I might say the wrong word. You might say I'm awkward. And hey, I would agree.
She's
let's leave that line for me.
Yeah, it's mine. I'm supposed to be cute, but it's my line.
Party would be finishing this puzzle of some Brie and Chablis.
This is she Brie and Chablis.
We're promoting drinking.
But it kind of looks like she's swatting a bee.
I'm just gonna be me.
I'm just gonna be me.
I'm just gonna be
me.
I'm ready to say hello to the world.
You just did.
So that's why all those cameras were following me.
Oh, so cute and unique and funny, isn't it?
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.